Radio.
Happy New Year! It is Who Cares Wins here on Channel Radio on Monday, the 12th of January. I know I'm a bit of a week late, but apologies. Various things were going on last week and I couldn't even get a show up for you to listen to. So apologies, you have to listen to last year's show. But we are here. It's a new year, a new start. It's me, Angela Bryce Stevenson, and I have a great guest keeping me company in the studio. Hello, Hazel Adley of Hazel Adley Coaching.
Hello.
She's having fun already. She's been bopping away to Bright Side of the Road. She wasn't singing, though. I did encourage her to sing, but she said no. So maybe before now, 1 o'clock, we can get her bopping and singing. And because, you know, you do have a music background, don't you, Hazel?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So between you and my flute and my classical training there, we could have a little band set up. Yay! If you're listening in, wonderful to have you. Let me know you're listening. And remember, you can get hold of us through a variety of mechanisms. Let me just give you the list. Are you ready? Do you have a pen ready? I will start. The main way to get hold of us is on Twitter. If you find us on Twitter through @CaresWins, that's our handle, you can then tweet us, you can say hi, you can give us any questions for either myself or Hazel, because today's theme, because it's January, because it's a new year, we thought, let's talk about goal setting and New Year's resolutions. Now, some of you may be groaning and saying, I've already given mine up. It's only a week, but I've stopped. Or you may have some great, passionate, exciting New Year's resolutions, and I'd love to hear what they are. So do shout us on @CaresWins using the hashtag, if you wish, Who Cares Wins Radio, but it's very long. So hashtag WCW. But I always fear if I use that, I get linked to the, I think it's the World Wrestling or something to do with that. So, yes, I don't always like to be associated with any wrestling. Not unless there's mud involved. Oops, did I say that on air? So, we are also on Facebook. If you want to get hold of us on Facebook, we are Who Cares Wins Radio Show on Facebook. And you can post a comment and I can pick it up on my email here. And I also have the lovely email system. So, whocareswinsradio@hotmail.co.uk. Running out of breath. And if you prefer the wonderful old-fashioned route of talking over the telephone, I do have this marvellous contraption with a handset called a phone, and you can ring me on 01303 874 998, and as long as Hazel and I aren't in deep conversation and ignoring you, I will see the flashy light and I'll answer the phone. Please make sure you're not trying to order pizza and you've misdialed, because I don't have any machines here to give you any pizzas. But we can talk about New Year's resolutions and goals. And I know that we've already got Music for Change and listening in over at Footworks over in Canterbury. So I know that you are a little inhabitant at Fruitworks, aren't you, Hazel?
I am indeed, yes.
Mm. While your house is demolished or something, you were saying to me?
It's being prepared for sale.
Oh, sorry, anyone trying to buy it? It's a lovely place. So, yes, we have Fruitworks over there and a fantastic co-working space. If you haven't been over there or investigated it, I encourage you to do so. Ah, we have lots of things to talk about, Hazel and I. So again, we only have till 1 o'clock. We'll try and get it all rammed in, with a few music breaks in between as always, just to lighten the load for you so that you don't feel too, information overload. And if you do want to query something, let us know on Twitter or email. And of course, the Facebook page, either today or afterwards. If you're listening again to our show on Thursday, remember, you can't tweet us live because we're not physically in the studio on Thursdays, but I do, if I'm out and about and I have a signal, if you do tweet me, I can then reply, or I can get back to you via Facebook or email. Or, of course, don't forget, Hazel would love to hear about your New Year's resolutions. So, Hazel, first of all, before we get into the real depths of New Year's resolutions, I wanted just to touch on, for our listeners' perspective, Hazel, where have you landed from? What did you, have you always done coaching and personal development and change? Or have you been perhaps, I don't know, maybe you were a fighter pilot previously in a different life?
Where have I landed from? I've had a portfolio career. I started at art college.
Ah.
Didn't want to become an artist.
Uh-huh.
So after a few years of dabbling, I became an arts manager.
Uh-huh.
So I've worked with supporting arts organisations in project and event management.
Oh, right.
And I've done just about anything and everything behind the scenes. Admin, finance, marketing.
Yeah, yeah. Which is great when you run your own business.
Oh, yeah.
All of that experience.
Oh, yeah.
Marvellous.
So I did arts management for a number of years.
Yeah.
And a lot of my projects were linked to education as well,
uh-huh.
which I loved. Yeah, so that's where I kind of landed from. Yeah. And then somehow found my way to coaching and sort of fell in love.
Found it was your passion.
And then goodbye to arts management, onward to coaching.
Although I know in your coaching role, we were talking earlier in the green room. Why is it called the green room? Can people remind me? Because it's not actually painted green. But anyway, I'm showing my ignorance in radio producing. Channel Radio and Paul Andrews will probably be telling me off in a minute. And you said that you are still involved with your coaching role with some of, you know, education, aren't you?
Yes, I do quite a lot of work with teachers and university professors. I really like working with people who are a really good mix of logic and creative in their approaches.
Great.
And I do a lot of networking with Kent Creative Live.
Oh, yes.
And so I'm really lucky to mix with a lot of creative people, and therefore I get creative clients as well, which is lovely.
And where do they meet? Well, remind me where that
Faversham, Margate and Whitstable. And they're
Margate.
Expanding.
Ah, whereabouts in Margate? I've not seen that.
At Pie Factory. It's quite new. So I think they've only had two meetings so far.
I've obviously missed that on my little agenda, my radar. I might have to pop along. And so your personal development, your coaching business, you were talking earlier, it's mainly telephone that you're doing, which is great because you cover nationwide.
Yes.
In probably, maybe not just the UK, maybe if somebody can ring from Australia, if they're awake at this time of day.
Yeah, I have plans for world domination.
Yay, that's what we like to hear. Just remember, take Who Cares Wins with you, as we're after world domination as well.
I do Skype as well, so we can get the visuals, and I do face-to-face in Canterbury.
Great.
But telephone is my favourite way of coaching, because I can be so utterly focused.
Now, I noticed, as all with our guests, we often ask about qualifications and how did you get into this pathway?
Yeah.
And I noticed that you gave me the professional development and personal performance coach, achieved personal performance coaching diploma with the Coaching Academy.
Yes.
So it's the Coaching Academy that you've trained with.
Yep.
And then now launched yourself out there as this wonderful individual working with a particular niche group or a very diverse sector and industries. I know you've mentioned education.
I'm specialising more and more in working with professional women and entrepreneurial women.
She's looking at me, listener. I'm a professional woman, apparently.
And I really like working with people that have had significant personal change but would like to keep their professional life on track whilst they're managing that change.
Yeah.
So quite often that's people that have had a significant relationship end.
Yes.
Because as we know, that can affect every area of one's life.
Absolutely.
A massive impact on your energy.
Mm.
Sometimes it's new mums who run their own businesses as well, because the reality is never what you think it's going to be.
Absolutely.
So, I'm really open to whoever we cross the path with, but it has to feel like the right coach client mix, as you know.
Yes. Yeah. So actually, we're making sure. I mean, I presume with people that know me as from the listeners and from the background of my business and other journey begins, that I'm doing coaching, but also the training delivery. But it is important that you engage with the right coach, and that's why a lot of people, you and I know, Hazel, that we're very passionate about collaboration and working and helping and supporting each other. So I don't have a problem with the wonderful Hazel being here in the studio. But some people are like, oh, you know, another coach, or no, I couldn't possibly, you know, look at talking to them because they're my competition. But as we know, a true coach is somebody that you've got to have the fit with your client. So somebody might fit with my bizarreness and want to work with me. Somebody might like, do you know what? Can't stand Angela. Don't know how I could even sit down and contemplate being coached with her. By the way, I can be serious. Or they then hear, which we're going to do, a little bit more about your involvement. And also we're going to talk about New Year's resolutions and goal setting anyway. And you've got some little top tips for our listeners.
Yeah.
And so it may be that they resonate with you more because of maybe the background as well and the experience. I know talking about change and actually going through some crises. I know that what I've learned along the route and my own personal issues and health and issues I had when I was in corporate life, and now moving into more of my personal issues with my husband and being a carer, that all brings that wonderful little story that some people might think, do you know what, I'm going through a similar experience, so therefore I think I'd like that type of coach, somebody who sort of can empathise but not completely, because their situation may be very, very different to ours, even though we're both been through a divorce, for example. So let's just touch on New Year's resolutions.
Yes.
Because, interestingly, people I talk to, and I don't know your experience, Hazel, with your sort of finding with clients, people, you say to them New Year's resolutions, and either January brings the month of, yay, great, a new start, a new year, New Year's resolutions, January the 1st, I'm going to commit to. And they have these marvellous ideas and passions and excitement. And you can see that they're really motivated at the time of saying it. Mm-hmm. And then there seems to be, for me, two camps. We have the camp who, well, actually three maybe. We have the one that they set this goal, and if I go back and talk to them in maybe end of Feb, beginning of March, they look at me blankly and say, what New Year's resolution? Don't remember that. I have the other camp who are so driven that perhaps they've forgotten everyone else around them and they're a bit too blinkered. Hazel's nodding away at me there. And I have the camp who are a little bit like New Year's resolutions. Nah, it's a load of rubbish. Doesn't work. Mm-hmm. What's your experience, Hazel?
Mine is pretty much the same. I've been speaking to friends and everyone I come across, and unless you're really determined to have your resolution come to fruition, it tends to just be something to do because it's seasonal. So pick your resolution. I'll give up something. I'll stop doing something, deprive myself.
No!
They don't tend to be things that you really want to do.
No.
But you do them because you think you should.
Ah, there's that word. Should.
Oh, hate shoulds.
Good.
So, yeah, it tends to be things that, you know, stop smoking, lose weight. Mm. A few people I've come across have really empowered ones.
Wow.
That's about having fun, being more positive. But again, they're still very vague.
Mm.
So I think sometimes they can just get forgotten because the commitment isn't there.
Yeah. And maybe the how-to. It can be a sort of, I want to do that. Okay, well, how, when, with who, who's going to support you? So, as we know, all those lovely extra questions that we ask. I've just seen on Twitter, we have the lovely Caroline Love listening in to us. Hello,
hi, Caroline.
Caroline, a lovely another coach. I love her handle, See Love Coach. That's great, love that handle. So, hi, Caroline, Happy New Year to you. When are you coming on the show, Caroline? You've been avoiding me. We need to get you on because she does some great workshops as well.
Oh, yes.
I know that when we first met, she was doing her stepping off the stiletto, which was fantastic. I just love the whole image. I can't walk in them, but anyway. And something else that was mentioned, if any of you were tuning in last week to Thursday, it is Leah and Tracy's Look Good, Feel Good show. They, funnily enough, were talking about New Year's resolutions, and Leah was highlighting some information she'd found from Huffington Post, which they tend to talk about everything, don't they, on Huffington Post, and the typical sort of top goals that are set, which is, as you mentioned, the stop smoking, the losing weight, to exercise more. But it was interesting. And they, if you want to listen again to that show, by the way, go to Channel Radio, listen again, because they actually go into depth of beauty and fashion, because that's their passion and also that's the focus of their show. So they talk about New Year's resolutions and goals for beauty and fashion. So go and have a listen to that. But we're talking about health and well-being perspectives today. And for me, Hazel, I wondered from your experience about this, how you help people really start to clarify that goal and almost have something that's more realistic and that can be achieved.
Yeah.
And how would you work with somebody to make sure, if I just have this vague, I want to do more exercise?
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, I'd ask you to talk to me more around that topic.
Yeah.
What would more exercise give you? Why do you want, although we don't tend to use the word why in coaching, we ask it in other ways, but why do you want to have more exercise? What would it mean to you? What benefits would that gain? And it could be that there's something else that's the core motivation. And in coaching there's a phrase that it's 90% why, 10% how. So if you really get your reason behind it really clear in your mind, that's where I'd start.
Because I think for me, it's very much, I talk to people about whether you call them goals, whether you call them intentions, whether you call them aspirations. And I'm sure if you want to let us know on Twitter, perhaps how you word it, how you label it. And something that Leo and Tracy mentioned, actually, that often people say, why January? Why do I have to set New Year? Why is it always New Year's resolutions and January? And we got excited. It's like, well, yes, actually, you could do this any time of the year. It doesn't have to be January. Yet there is a link with this turning over a new page, putting up a new calendar. There's an emphasis on, okay, we can start again, a bit like new beginnings in mindfulness. It's the next moment is another chance, another opportunity to let's start again.
I think in Taoism they talk about living seasonally. And in the winter it is a time of calm and energy being held close to you.
Hibernating.
However, spring is just around the corner, and that's the time of growth and expansion. So really it's a nice time as a precursor to exerting your energy in spring. Absolutely. Which is actually, on the side note, why I think some resolutions do fail at this time of year if they're exercise related.
Yeah.
Because your body just does not want to start doing more. Mm. It wants to kind of hibernate,
keep warm, yeah. Stay inside. And as you know, if you listen to the show in the run up to Christmas and winter, you'll know that I'm very much passionate about winter being embraced and loved. Mm-hmm. And I have a key pet hate, that it is not a miserable day just because it's grey and raining.
Yeah. I so agree. I love rainy days.
It's lovely. It's refreshing. It's nurturing the ground. It's cleaning all the salt off the roads. Mm. It's cleaning my car. Saves me a job. So it's looking for those positive aspects. And yes, it's a good excuse to get the scarves and the coats and wrap up warm.
And hot water bottles.
Oh, yes. Or snuggling up to somebody if you're lucky enough to have somebody. If not, then in my case, it's teddy bears as well.
Yeah.
And so it is very much about looking at the opportunity that you can have. So yes, I think when we look at the winter, and these next few months are classed as our winter months, January, February especially, and link with your New Year's resolution to think about, have you set this huge task? And quite rightly, Hazel, you're linking into, first of all, for what purpose? What's the reason behind wanting to lose weight, for example? Mm. And is it because you've got something coming up? You want to get in a particular outfit. You want to feel better because you feel lethargic. You feel heavy and you want to actually feel different. You notice that your jeans are a little bit tighter and therefore you want to get back in those jeans and not have to fork out loads of money to buy a new wardrobe. If you do, talk to Tracy because she can help you with that. And so it is very much about, I really feel digging deep, and that's what you and I know, that we help people sort of really dig a little bit deeper on that surface wish.
Yeah.
And actually digging into, is it a wish or is it actually something that you want to achieve by when? And I think yes. That's one of the keys, is really
that's the magic of goals.
Get that date, isn't it?
Mm.
My passion this year is, although Hazel I adore and she's my favourite friend forever, she's brought in chocolate biscuits, which I love her for. And I'm also, she said, oh, I'm just a little bit concerned in case you've got a New Year's resolution to give up chocolate or to diet and lose weight. And yes, folks, I am on a program to get back into a particular outfit in August, as it's my 10th year anniversary. And I have got a plan in program, and I've got my training plan for my running. It's not about depriving. It's not about giving up. Because I think for me and the sort of brain and the psychology and how our bodies work, if we say, you can't have that, Hazel, you're banned, you're not allowed it.
No.
Then what happens? We crave it more. We want it more. And it's almost that little, what's that wonderful character in, Lord of the Rings. What's that? Gollum. And he's like, precious. Can you just imagine that little voice saying, you want a chocolate biscuit.
That is me and chocolate, if I try to stop.
And I think there's an element of, it's little and often, it's balance. How have you found, you know, what sort of tools or techniques do you encourage? You were talking earlier about this, really, your New Year's resolutions could be linked to that wonderful wheel of life.
Yes. One of the things I like to do personally is to consider what, I guess this isn't goals to start with, but it becomes goals. So to consider what my dreams, my aspirations are in all important areas of my life. And so when I work with clients deeper, that's what we look at. And I think it's important to think, what do you want to be, do or have in your family life, in your professional life, with finances, health, fun, whatever is important to you. And then you get a real overall perspective on your life.
Yeah.
I think that's really, really important. And goals really give you the freedom to explore with that.
They are. And I think they're your driver, aren't they? Mm. At the end of the day, they're your motivation for... It's like, how did you get here today, Hazel? Well, you drove, presumably. How did you know where to go? Well, presumably, somebody like me gave you an address, a postcode.
Yeah.
So you have to have some... old, you know, there's some sort of... There's a destination, there's an address there for you to get to it. And therefore, goals, New Year's resolutions, whatever you want to call them, just remember that that's what we were encouraging you to consider. Mm. Have you got an address? Have you looked it up and have you put it there? And when you get there, what do you expect to see, experience, have, feel, whatever those emotions are? If I can get that understood, I think it starts to make the process easier of how I then get there.
Most definitely. I was thinking about it as the point on the horizon.
Yes.
That you know that's where you're heading for, and life kind of comes along and you kind of get taken up with the tide sometimes and buffeted. But if you know that point on the horizon, you can keep realigning yourself to where you want to go.
That's it. Absolutely. And if you're buffeted in the wind today,
yes.
you can still go, it's okay, I can get blown across the motorway and I come back again. Now, we're going to go to a music break. And one of them is your little choice of music, Hazel. And I wanted to ask you why you've chosen this track. It's I Won't Back Down.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a little reason, isn't there, behind why you chose it today. Well, not just for today, but why have you bought it?
Yes, I chose it, firstly because I love the singer, but secondly because it's about resilience and determination. And I think when you set goals, you really do need to kind of draw on your inner strength and be really committed and to make it happen.
Brilliant. And it is a live version, so you won't, don't panic if you hear cheering and clapping. That's not us. That's not Hazel and I. It is actually the track. So enjoy. It is called I Won't Back Down, and it's by Pearl Jam.
Well, I won't back down. Well, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I stand my ground. And I won't back down. No, I stand my ground. No, I won't be turned around. In a world that keeps on dragging me down, I won't stand my ground, and I won't back down. Hey, baby, there ain't no easy way out. Hey, I stand my crown, and I won't back down. Well, I know it's right. I got just one life. In a world that keeps on pushing me around, I'll stand my ground, and I won't back down.
Broadcasting from Hagland's Village on Romney Marsh, 24 hours a day. Channel Radio.
Welcome back to Who Cares Wins on a Monday afternoon with me, Angela Bryer-Stevenson, and in the studio, Hazel Adley of Hazel Adley Coaching. That's
Hello.
My professional voice there. Some of you may have realised we are missing a vital aspect to the show, which is in the form of Jan Mulligan. Yes, folks, she isn't here because we practice what we preach here on Who Cares Wins, and she is taking, she's got some work commitments as well juggled in, but she is also having a break, and she is catching up with family while she does a bit of travelling, and she will be well rested and will be returning towards the end of the month. So fear not, I haven't done away with her, she will be back. But in the meantime, we are chatting with Hazel, or I am chatting with Hazel. And of course, you out there on Twitter, remember, if you want to chat with us or pose a question or agree or disagree with what we're saying about themes of goals and New Year's resolutions, then do tweet us at CaresWins or email us on whocareswinsradio@hotmail.co.uk. Or of course, if you're really daring, give us a phone call, 01303 874 998. So Hazel, let's get back to this passionate that we have around New Year's resolutions and goals and intentions. As always on this show, I like to help people, and with this show I want to really focus on how we can help those who are listening in or listening again or listening to this show perhaps in April on the recordings is to look at questions to consider. It's like, where do I start, Hazel? I've never really set a New Year's resolution or a goal. You know, what do I do? Where do I start? What sort of questions would you encourage your clients or our listeners to consider in able to set their goals? I know you mentioned this Wheel of Life, for example, which maybe you could explain specifically what they could do with that, how they would set that up. But other questions that they might consider. I'm going to cough now before my voice gives away. But you are now having the floor.
So the first thing I would say is consider what you really, really want in every area of your life.
Is that a song?
It is. I'm trying not to sing it. I almost picked it, but I just couldn't do it. So what do you really want with your health and fitness? What do you really want in your relationships? What do you really want generally? What is it that is a, have you got a burning desire that you haven't put into action, that you don't dare put into action, that you really, really want to do?
Yeah. I have a lovely phrase, dare yourself to do something different.
Love it, love it.
But I think it doesn't have to be a huge thing though, does it?
No. No, it doesn't. I actually think that it's really powerful to think about it from the negative, which is rare for me to say as a coach.
yeah, but we have to agree, it is there.
I don't think you should deny the negatives. Yeah. I think you need to live through the negatives. You need to feel them because they're teaching you something.
Yeah.
However, I like to kind of bring myself back to positive as soon as I can, but you have to allow yourself to feel the negatives.
Absolutely.
I made that mistake myself by being over-positive in the past.
Yes, so you need the happy clappy club, do we?
No, you need to have the full spectrum. but having positive goals really helps because you're going towards something rather than, like we said earlier, trying to stop or avoid something.
Absolutely.
I think, what are your three biggest concerns or worries in life right now? You know, what things are bugging you? Do you walk around your daily life at home or at work or in the car, whatever it is? What's that thing that niggles you and you think, I really must do that? Or that thing doesn't quite sit right with me, because they take your energy up. So if you can set maybe smaller goals to tackle those things, you clear the way to have more time, energy, space to create more exciting goals.
Absolutely. And I think as well, something you mentioned there reminds me, for our listeners, is to be specific and think about, so, you know, what is it that, you know, I can do, and writing it in a positive way. So if it, let's do just the example, because a lot of people at this time of year often start looking at weight because it's, well, the summer's coming. And if you look at weight, for example, my passion for people is focus on, again, we mentioned this before the music break about the reason why. And it needs to be this reality check of, are you trying to be somebody you're not? Actually, you never will be. So I know I will never be this size 8, skinny little runt, model, lookalike, whatever. I'm just, my bones, my body, it's not built that way. And my motivation, my personality as well, it's got to all fit together. And I think some people can get carried away with, oh, losing weight means depriving, it means going to the gym, which I hate, it means you know, giving up everything that really I enjoy, and then having to do things that I don't like. And you can hear it, hopefully, listener, that, so why would you bother with any of that? Because it's not very exciting, it's not very happy, you're not going to feel good afterwards. What's going to get your butt off the settee when actually all of that is really like, you know, do you know what? That's really, really hard graft. And so it has to be written in a positive way of, I will get back in that dress. I will be able to buy that particular outfit. I will be able to do a 5K run. So that's the goal, isn't it? Rather than the, I want to lose weight.
Yes, it's making it as well specific and measurable if you can in a positive way.
Yeah.
So to weigh X amount rather than to lose X amount, even though when you break it down into sub goals, it might be each couple of weeks, maybe to lose a pound or whatever it is.
Yeah.
So you, the negative does maybe come in a practical way of
implementing
it.
Yeah, yeah. I'm glad you can say it. I can't.
But yeah, I think specific and measurable in a positive way really helps. But there's also with motivation, some people have move away from motivation, and that is stronger than moving towards for a lot of people.
Yes, it can be.
So it's being aware that if it's a money goal, that the negatives, you don't want to risk not being able to pay your bills or your mortgage. So, but you set the goal as a positive to move towards.
Mm.
So the goal is to have X amount of money coming in per month, for example. So you really, really specify it.
Mm. And I think, as I say, the more that you've mentioned it, breaking it down. Some people may have this New Year's resolution, which can sometimes feel like a wish. You know, this year I just want to be a better person. That's huge, isn't it? Because hopefully, listener, you're now being great coaches out there, and you're learning from this show and from Hazel and I having a chat. Hopefully you've instantly said, what does a better person look like? Because it is, isn't it? It's like, well, okay, Angela, you want to be a better person. In what respect?
Yes.
Is it how you speak, how you stand, how you walk, what you do, what your job is, how you interact with people, how you interact with yourself? You know, what? And breaking it down. Otherwise, it is. And I think that's when my personal experience has been people have set this huge wish. It's not been specific. It's not been measurable. It's not been detailed enough. And it is just sort of on a cloud, that wish, and it just sort of dissipates.
Well, I think for me, that's where my goal setting starts. So between Christmas and New Year, I just write a massive list of all my wishes and desires. So all my be-do-haves, everything I want to be, do and have.
Yeah.
But from that, I then extract maybe a top 10 list and look at the ones that I really want, and then I pin them down as goals. So I make them specific and measurable. I add a time frame, and importantly, I write them down.
Yes.
Which a lot of us avoid.
Exactly. And have you found in that, in your experience as a coach and working with individuals, that if they're not writing things down, it doesn't stick, it doesn't happen?
Yes. Yes, I have some clients who do want to fight me on it.
Really?
And they don't want to pin the goal down. And because I think we sometimes have resistance because there's a fear about goals do create change. And that's what's great about it. But equally, it can be scary. So I think sometimes people want it, but they fight it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, writing it down is really important.
Now, something that came up on my little Twitter line a couple of weeks ago, and I thought of you, because it was related to goal setting, but it was also related to my big passion, which is running. And it's, if anyone follows me or has followed on Facebook, at @great_run is the Twitter handle for the Great North Run that I do every year. And that's one of my goals I have every year. And I set the intention. And it also gives me the motivation to get out running in the wind, in the rain, in the snow. It is interesting that my passion for fitness always seems to start in the winter. Come the summer, it's like, oh, I don't want to be here. Everybody else is out in their shorts and t-shirts. I like to be out with the gloves and the hat and the layers. I think I feel more energized from that sort of freshness that's outside, but call me strange anyway. And one of the things that they tweeted was your great resolution. So it's a hashtag great resolution. 10 reasons to choose running.
Okay, so I'm just going to convince me
literally here. List, I'm going to run through them very quickly. The reason you have this, you know, this running, every year you try a different health and a fitness fad. Perhaps you try juicing. Perhaps you use these vibrating belts. Far too much jiggling going on there. Maybe salsa classes, and they've put 1, 2, 3, what? That's me. I'm in class like, they're all going left, I'm going right. What would be the simplest and most straightforward of them all would be running. 10 reasons to choose running. There are no contracts. You don't have to sign up to a gym for 12 months. There is no experience required. You can start from a complete basic, I don't know what I'm doing, and talk to a running coach, for example, somebody who knows about running and knows about fitness, because they need to make sure that your kit, as Tracy and Leah referred to it interestingly, you've got to make sure you get the right pair of trainers to start with. So going to somewhere like a sweatshop, or not the sweatshop as in far afields, but the sweatshop as in the company, where you have your gait analysis done and you actually you see how you walk and how you run, whether you overpronate or your ankles drop out or drop in. So you get the good pair of shoes. So no experience is required. You just start, get a bit of kit, get out there. It's actually more than just super fast Kenyans. So it doesn't have to be a particular, you know, breed of us that can do running. Because I know I'm not a runner. Any of us can do it. I am proof. Angela Bryan Stevenson. I was never a runner at school, but now, yeah, I wouldn't necessarily that I'm a Paula Radcliffe, but hey, working on it, work in progress. You can do it wherever you want. So it can be outside, it can be on a running machine, it can be indoors, it can be lunch hours, it can be just a quick run around the block. It's a change of scenery. So we encourage on this show for you to get out, sometimes get up from your workplace if you're at work and actually moving about. Jan will be agreeing with me on that. And so a change of scenery. Your eyes, of course, would be then working and focusing, so that's great too. You don't have to be alone. You can be with a group. You can go out with a running buddy. You can actually join a local club. You can have then little goals. It can make you smarter. So they have, through studies, have shown a link with high levels of aerobic fitness and better results in IQ tests. So there's hope for me yet, Hazel.
Mm-hmm.
It makes you happy because we get the endorphins, we get the release. You can track your progress. If you're a techie like me and you've got all these marvellous apps, you can utilise those. And millions of people, can't be wrong, there are more than 2 million people in England that run at least once a week. And over 3/4 of adults in Scotland take part in sport and exercise. So they say here, tie up laces, head outdoors and take one step at a time. And I think that's running, but actually some of those tips there are so relevant to any goal, whether it's, as you say, finance, relationships, work, career. They can all relate. And that last one step at a time.
Yes, so important. Just filter your goal down to the very next tiny step that you can take and just do that tiny step. That's all you need to think about.
Yeah, because I think we get too carried away with this big goal in the future. Yeah. What about now?
Exactly.
What are we going to do now? Or what are we not going to do now? And I know that sometimes people have this New Year's resolutions, oh, there's no point in me doing it because they'll fail. Mm. Or they do set them, but their experiences, oh, I do set them, but they never seem to, you know, work out. Do I need a coach? Maybe, maybe not.
It helps.
I think it helps.
I'm coached by amazing Rachel from Polaris Coaching.
Ah.
Quick plug there.
Hello, Rachel, if you're listening.
I find being coached myself helps me be focused, motivated. It cuts through all the excuses I might make about achieving my goals.
Yeah.
And it's the clarity for me. I process my thinking by talking out loud.
Yeah.
So to be able to bounce that off an impartial other person, I find it hugely beneficial.
And also your thoughts on having a coach, talking it through. As you say, a lot of people do have that, well, I like to think out loud and talk out loud. Some people are, well, I don't like to tell people. I don't like to explore it. It's all inside, I think inside. But having a coach is somebody, do I have them for life?
Well, it depends on your relationship with your coach. I tend to work with people for maybe six sessions or 10 sessions, and then we regroup. But actually, with Rachel, I've worked with Rachel on and off for a couple of years for different pockets when I've got a specific goal.
Yeah.
So a coach is a versatile tool that suits your needs. And it might be you have a different coach for a different thing as well, because coaches specialise.
Indeed. Yeah, absolutely. And I know that your specialism, you mentioned earlier that you're working with professional women who are perhaps going through a rocky relationship or a breakup or coming out the other side from a breakup, and also maintaining that professionalism and maybe keeping, it was something interesting you mentioned at the Wellbeing Symposium by Eleanor, forgotten her surname, I do apologise, the editor of the Sunday Times. I'm so sorry, Eleanor, I've forgotten your last name. But she mentioned about professional women in the workplace, and also if they're on maternity leave, about not letting go of that little string to their bow of that professional link. Because obviously it's important if they want to come back to work, or even when the children have grown up and off to university, I've still got something I can identify with and go back to. And so I think for you, you're saying about you're working with these women to enable them to sort of be able to deal with the situation that's going on.
Yes, it's not the emotional side as much, because as coaches, we don't do counselling.
Yeah,
so absolutely. We don't go into that area, but for me, it's much more about the practical, as far as it could be managing the change right now. Mm. So getting the practical things in place that need to happen, like could be you need to move house, sort out your finances, look for new work if you're moving location. Mm. But equally, I work with people maybe a year down the line who are at the point where the emotional side is much more settled.
Good.
And they're ready to look at their life from this new perspective, and it might not be a perspective they ever imagined or situation they imagined they're being.
Yeah.
So again, it's back to that goal setting and that visioning of, okay, I'm here now. What do I really want now? Mm. And maybe finding yourself a bit more.
Definitely. Mm. And I obviously would encourage any of our listeners to talk to a coach, whether it be myself or Hazel or any of us, Caroline, Love, any of us out there, because I think sometimes just having somebody who you are unrelated to, who can often be, I call it the mirror, to sort of really bounce back what you've just said and actually for you to hear it and actually, does that resonate with you, or actually is this what you think you should say? Is this what you think you should be after? Because of stereotypical pressure, society pressure, I've got to be this, I've got to be that. No, you don't have to be. Just be you. I'm proof, listener. Yeah, Angela, I'm the most bizarre person ever. Still work in progress, too. Now, one of the things I really want to make sure our listeners know about is that you're doing a free workshop.
I am,
F-R-E-E, no money involved, apart from maybe travel. When, where, what is it all about? What are you doing?
Yep, it's Design a Life You Love, Take Control and Create the Life You Truly Want to Live in 2015.
Brilliant.
It's women only, sorry guys.
Oh.
So if there's any men out there, just contact me directly if you're interested in goal setting.
Well, yeah, because
of discussions.
Also, maybe you can look
I
with,
do work with men
them.
Too.
I know that you're not sexist. And also, don't forget that sometimes women may open up more in a women-only group.
That was my thinking.
No offence, men, but that's... And I'm sure you'll do a men group maybe later.
It's on the 24th of January at 10 o'clock till 12 o'clock in Beach
Sport. Is that a Saturday?
It is.
Yes.
Yes. It's at the Spiral Studio, which is run by Sacred Energy, which is another health and wellbeing organisation who I'd suggest looking up. And really the idea is to be with like-minded women, to look at 2015, look at goal setting and just dabble with exploring that together so that you've got a really strong start to the year.
Great. So we've got Saturday the 24th of January. You can work with Hazel directly in person, this famous person that's been on Who Cares Wins, as well as if you wish to follow up and work on. She's laughing at me, our listener. She thinks I've lost the plot. I haven't, Hazel. Because of the work you do, it's fantastic. And I think anyone that works with whatever sort of individual, whether it be children, whether it be teachers, whether it be parents, whether it be working in domestic abuse, you know, any avenue, there is somebody out there who can offer help and support. Some of it may be free and complimentary, fantastic. Some of it may be a cost element. Because also, remember, listener, that whatever we do in life, we may have to invest in our change, and that may involve an investment in paying for some coaching sessions, for example. And it's not about, you know, a comfy fireside chat often. It is actual working, you know, it's a service, it's something productive out of it. Therefore, there's a money exchange involved. Although, I love the sound that you've got this free workshop. So, yeah, there's a bit of travel. Whereabouts is the studio again?
Beaksbourne, just south of Canterbury.
Oh, so not probably, 20 minutes outside of Canterbury, you'd say?
No, probably about 5 if you're driving.
Oh, brilliant. Mm. So 20 if I walk. There you are, see? New Year's resolution. Now, we are fast approaching the end of our show. We've got about 10, 15 minutes left. And I want to make sure that we have at least this next music track, music break for you. Don't forget, if you want to email or Twitter a question for Hazel or anything about New Year's resolutions, either you agree or disagree, get in touch with us on @CaresWins on Twitter or email us whocareswinsradio@hotmail.co.uk. We have Facebook up and running here as well, which is Who Cares Wins Radio Show. But in the meantime, Hazel, you have chosen Unthought Unknown, again by Pearl Jam. Because
surprise, surprise.
I think there's a pattern here. I think you quite like Pearl Jam.
I set a lot of Pearl Jam related goals to travel around the world to see them live. And
brilliant.
This is celebrating that, really.
Absolutely. Well, enjoy it, Hazel. And listener, sit back, relax, or get in touch with us. We'll be back soon.
All the thoughts you never see, you are always thinking. Brain is wide, the brain is deep. Oh, are you sinking? Feel the path of every day. Which road you're taking? Breathing hard, making hay. Yeah, this is living. Look for love and never dance. That's your worth keeping. Swallowed whole in negatives. It's so sad and sickening. Feel the air up above. A pool of blue sky. Feel the air up with love. All black with a star.
Join in the conversation with hashtag Daily Bread from Mike Waterton.
Channel Radio.
Ah, oh, welcome back to Who Cares Wins this afternoon with me, Angela Bryer-Stevenson. Jan's on her holidays, stroke a little bit of work included. But we have, more importantly, our guest in the studio here is Hazel Adley. Hazel, it's been marvellous to talk to you about goal setting, New Year's resolutions, mm-hmm. whether it works, whether it doesn't work, your experience as a coach working with individuals. And our listeners out there and other coaches as well, I'm sure you agree that we also really encourage you from this show and talking about New Year's resolutions and health and well-being is the key really for me. I don't know if you agree, Hazel. If you don't, then tell me why. Is that it's got to be fun.
Oh, gosh, yeah, definitely.
If it's onerous, if it feels as if a should, that word you use at the beginning of the show, if you're doing it for somebody else, that there's an expectation, well, Angela, you really should lose weight, shouldn't you? If I do it because somebody else is instigating, you know, it's not really in me, is it?
It's got to be fun. It's got to feel exciting. And exciting can be pushing your comfort zone a bit, so it's got that edge of fear. But you can choose the positive and embrace it as exciting.
Yeah.
And do what you can to make the actions fun as well. Yeah. Maybe give yourself a reward for taking action. Whether or not you get results, reward yourself for being proactive.
Mm. And also reward yourself, well, not so much reward yourself, but I think there may be days when you slip up.
Mm.
I call it fall off the wagon. Fine. But get back on. It's okay. You have a little slip. That's life. Yeah. It's like today, you know, we get blown across the motorway. We come back. It's
all successful people fail. Yeah. And I think, I don't know the percentage, but it's every time I fail at something, I think, yay, I'm working towards that quota of I've got to fail a certain amount of times to be successful, perhaps, if you believe that.
Well, also, NLP practitioners out there, you'll know this, Hazel, and lots of other people, is that failure is just a form of feedback. Mm-hmm. So it's a learning opportunity.
Yeah.
And again, it's just, if you hear me there, all I'm doing is turning that negative word, failure, into a positive.
Yeah.
Failure is... That's feedback. That's interesting. That's that person's point of view. That's how they've experienced me. Mm, okay. Do I ponder? Do I want to change that? But it comes back to me. Something else I pulled up, you said there, fear,
yes.
Beliefs.
Yes, a big part of coaching and working with a coach is that they can highlight to you when your beliefs, when your thinking stops you from being able to achieve what you want.
Mm.
It's so common that we self-sabotage.
And yeah.
Beliefs are like, they're just thoughts that have been worn and worn and worn in our neural pathways.
Yeah.
That we believe they're true.
It's like fact, isn't it?
Yes,
yeah.
And it doesn't have to be.
Mm.
And if you're courageous enough and you are open enough when you work with a coach can work with you to really unpick those and create an even newer, better version of you that can achieve so much more.
And maybe have a belief that's created that's actually more positive and uplifting and encouraging.
Yes, that's what I love about coaching, how empowering it can be.
Mm.
And I do do a lot of beliefs work when I do one-to-one coaching.
Great.
Because I think it is really important to tackle that.
And also the accountability, of course.
Yes,
because it's not your goal, is it, Hazel?
Especially a lot of creative people come to me because they want that accountability.
Because
it's so easy to talk ourselves out of being motivated on the day.
Yeah.
Which is actually something I really wanted to mention was take action.
Yay.
If you do anything, take action. That little tiny next step, make sure you do actually.
Just do it.
Do it.
Otherwise, Hazel and I will send the boys around. Yeah? Go do it. It's that lovely Nike slogan, isn't it?
Mm.
Yeah, just do it. And it is that, and I think for me, again, to encourage you, listener, and I include myself, is to have something that reminds you to make those little steps and to remind you of your little successes as well. So have photographs or pictures or a little collage or vision boards, things that
or Pinterest.
Bring you back in. Use Pinterest, Instagram, anything that's out there, apps as well, that encourage you to remind you, oh, yeah, this is why I'm doing the goal. This is what it's for. It's about me.
And your why.
Yeah, the big why.
Yes, the horizon
point. Make
that
into a picture, why, with things on the end of it. See, I'm off to creativity land. More importantly, Hazel, we need to make sure people know how to get hold of you.
Yes.
If they want to expand more on what we've heard with you today and really touch on some of the things you've mentioned, or just to find out more about your wonderful work, or in fact, your workshop, best way to get hold of you. You've got a fantastic website that people probably can get everything they need on there.
It should all be on there. It's www.hazeladleycoaching.com, and that's Adley, A-D-D-L-E-Y.
Brilliant. And also you on Twitter?
I'm Twitter, yep. Hazel Adley Coke.
Yes, I saw that. Yes, the COAC, because we ran out of characters. Yeah. So yes, if you follow Who Cares Wins, you'll notice we've been tweeting Hazel and we've mentioned her Twitter handle in there. So you'll find it in our timeline and then you can go and give Hazel a follow, say hi and follow up with her. Her website has the contact details as well. But email address, if anyone's literally at their computer now.
It's hazel@hazeladleycoaching.com.
Brilliant. Fantastic. Fantastic. So just a quick plug to remind people, that workshop again?
It is on the 24th of January.
Yep.
You can find it through my website or on Eventbrite. And it is for professional women who want to create the life they want for 2015.
Fantastic. Oh, well, Hazel, before we start to disappear and wind down and we'll do some photographs and have some fun out in the green room. But before we say goodbye to everyone, I just want to thank you for coming down.
Thank you.
New year, new start and coming to this wonderful Channel Radio studio. And of course, now you can tell the world that you are a radio star as well.
I know, and I've played Pearl Jam. Woohoo.
Which actually, yes, listener, we've just met one of the goals that Hazel had to actually get Pearl Jam played on the radio. I don't know if it's been played before, but hey, it's now on.
Not locally.
And of course, now this show is recorded, it's there forever.
Yay. Thank you.
You are more than welcome. Thank you so much. And again, time whizzes by. There's so much that we could talk about with goals and New Year's resolutions. So if we've missed something, let us know. Either get in touch through Who Cares Wins or through with Hazel directly to expand more on any area that we've missed that we haven't touched on. We will, of course, post Hazel's workshop on our website as well and on, sorry, not our website, our Facebook page. So if you've lost all the details already and you're so excited about something else, then don't panic. It'll all be there later with her lovely photo. And a reminder, next week we've got another guest, another coach actually, a slightly different slant. Some of you may know Caroline Hart from Tunbridge Wells area. And Caroline is known as the Kent Life and Laughter Coach. I met her at the CIPD event and she was doing a little laughter yoga workshop. And so Caroline is joining us next week in the studio talking about two aspects that she's launched into, a new workshop that she's doing that it's called Looking Good and Feeling Great. So don't get confused, folks, with the Look Good, Feel Good show on Channel Radio on a Thursday with Leah and Tracy. But this one is Looking Good, Feeling Great workshop that Caroline's going to talk about. And also a wonderful website that she's set up for getting any creative folk together and being able to publicise their events. So something I might show with you, actually, Hazel, and get your information up there and your events on there. A couple of other events I want to shout out about. Previous guests, you may remember the wonderful Liz Almond of Insightful Minds. She is doing a Tapping for Money using EFT to gain abundance. Tapping for Money, learn how to overcome your money worries, anxiety over not being able to pay the bills and cash flow issues by learning how to do this amazing technique. We did have a lady on who went through EFT with us on air. Both Jen and I were tapping away. That was Jane Unsworth. And this is on. She's got loads of dates, actually, Liz. So the best place I would suggest you go and get all of the dates, and therefore you can click on the link for the Eventbrite, because there's January, February, March and on, is to go to insightfulminds.co.uk, and then you'll be able to see all her events, and you'll be able to then click on the Eventbrite one you want to book and get there. Because there's all sorts, but yeah, fantastic. New Year's resolutions. If you are thinking about exercise and activity or just well-being in general and connecting with the real you again, don't forget yoga, my big passion. Mindfulness, another big passion. Then we have a couple of yoga things going on. One of them is with More Than Yoga, which is in Ramsgate in Kent. And that's Sunday the 25th of Jan. So they could come to Hazel's workshop on Saturday, get all excited about their goals and intentions. And then on Sunday, do a bit of chilling out, tuning in with the body. 10 till 12:30, a morning of yin and yang yoga practice. So a bit of movement and postures, but also an element of the yang is actually holding the postures and actually breathing, relaxing in them and feeling your body opening. Is great. It's only £20 booking required. Make sure you get on the list. And reminding, there's also Sabine Blackaby doing her Feldenkrais method up in Bluebell Hill Village. Unfortunately, it's the same day as yours, Hazel, 24th of Jan. But it depends where people are based. Yes. Maybe they could do both. Maybe they can get one person to go yours and a friend to go the other. And then they could swap notes, couldn't they?
I might do some more in the future, so join my mailing list.
And do let us know. Keep us posted on Who Cares Wins. There's lots of other events. Joe Hawes doing more laughter skills workshop training, if you're interested in becoming one of those facilitators. And something else that came up in my timeline is a conference going on. It's being run by insighttomarketing.com. And if you follow the hashtag on Twitter, Inspire Your Business, that's Inspire URBIZ. And it's a conference, insighttomarketing.com. You'll find all the details about the conference. One of my colleagues I've met, Annabelle Kay, is one of the speakers there. But there's all sorts of things. It's an informal event, aims to engage, inspire and inform. It's a network opportunity. Anyone that wants to start a business is already in a business. And children aged 13 and over are welcome. So they're getting them young, Hazel. Fantastic. But do have a look. I'll post more details on our Facebook page so you can actually go along and have a look. That's about it, folks. We are going to have to disappear. Coming up shortly, 2 o'clock, is the wonderful Richard Hubbard. And, of course, later on, we've got Grown Folk Grooves, if I get that correctly. People are retweeting. This is fantastic. We love your retweets. We love your favourites. And, of course, all our wonderful new followers. Thank you so much. Hazel, it's been a pleasure.
Thank you.
And you all have a great week. We will be back next week. Enjoy. I'm going to have Everybody Wants to Rule the World by Tears for Fears.